And I'm very happy to have Adam Goldstein on the line with me. Adam is the founder of HipMunk and the CEO. And boy, you've got a really great site. I happen to be a HipMunk fan. Are you finding, Adam, that you're getting a lot of passionate fans?
Yes, we absolutely are. You know, we launched the site just about 3 years ago based on our own frustration searching for travel online. And we figured, you know, that we'd be able to create something that was better than what was out there. But I've been continuously amazed at how many just rabid fans we have.
Yeah, well, you know what? You have a great attitude. I really have to applaud you because, you know, most sites are kind of like, you know, you see a plane and it says it's very direct. But you kind of are a fun site because you got this cute hip monk. It's like a hip chipmunk. And he's got an attitude and you've done it really well. Now, I read a little of your background and it's pretty exciting. You went to MIT. And I can't even imagine. It must be all at MIT. You graduated June 2010. That must have been where everyone was dreaming of trying to create something on the internet and making a fortune. Was that in the air there?
Yes and no. I mean, I had a bunch of friends there who went off and started their own company, but I also had a lot of friends who ended up working for others. You know, it's a big mix of things. Really, what was common to everyone was a really strong interest in technology and in changing the world.
Well, I like that. Interesting. That's a great statement. Technology changing the world. And it really kind of has, hasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And so you were into computer science, mechanical engineering, which is kind of the right place to be for sure. Is it just always been your passion, or did you know you had to do that to get where you wanted to go?
Yeah, I've been interested in computers and technology since I was, you know, I guess in kindergarten, when we got our first computer at home. And it's something that I've pursued as I've grown up and learned more about them and learned how to program computers and do different things with them that, you know, weren't obvious at first. It just seems like there's so much opportunity that it became kind of the natural thing to do as soon as I graduated.
You know, it's so funny because it's interesting because I'm a lot older than you, and I hear you say you've been using computers since kindergarten. It's so cute to think of someone since kindergarten playing on it, but it really shows how well you progressed because you were one of the youngest authors ever at O'Reilly. You wrote a book called AppleScript, The Missing Manual. What a great idea! I mean, really, who would dare to even think of taking on something to describe what's going on with Apple, right?
Right, yeah. So I've been very interested in this programming language called AppleScript, and there wasn't, I thought, a very good source for people who were trying to learn it, and that was what prompted me to write that.
At the age of 16? My God.
Yeah.
I mean, congratulations. And then you got debating, and I can't believe you won the North American Debating Championship in 2010, so... Wow, and that's an interesting combination. I have to say we have some computer shows, and we have some good people who are good, but a lot of people who are really into computers aren't great communicators.
Yeah, you know, it was great. It was great training, and it's funny the way that it ties to HipMunk because it was through the debate team that I started really traveling in college, and I became the guy that had to book all the travel for the debate team once I became the captain of the team. So that's where I got the idea to start this from.
Well, you know, and you explain to the people, you know, I use HipMunk. I've known about HipMunk for, I guess, a year and a half, 2 years, because we, again, being here in Hawaii, we have to always travel a lot. And sometimes I get frustrated with other sites. I really get frustrated when I get hijacked, you know, with sites going to different things and then they start using you and they get your information. That really frustrates me. But tell me about why HipMunk is different than the other TripAdvisors and other sites like that.
Sure. So HipMunk helps you find the best flight or hotel, and it makes it really easy to get to the right answer quickly. That's what HipMunk is all about. So what we do is we show you the information in a way that makes it really easy to understand the choices at a glance.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that we're the most famous for is that when you search for flights, we sort them by what we call agony. Because we know that for a lot of people, it doesn't make sense to save $5 but end up having to spend an extra 5 hours traveling, you know? And so the notion of agony takes into account all of the different factors like that would make your trip better. and then it shows you the most relevant one for you when you run the search. And one of the things that's really cool about it is that we don't just search the traditional flight and hotel options that you'd find on other sites. We actually were the only site that shows you Amtrak trains alongside flights, which might not be relevant if you're in Hawaii, but might be relevant if you're visiting California or New York or wherever else. And likewise, we're the only site that not only shows traditional hotels, but also shows apartment rentals and vacation rentals from sites like Airbnb and HomeAway. So you can see whether it makes more sense to stay at a hotel or more sense to just rent out someone's place for the weekend.
I love that idea because that's such an important factor, and you know that's a huge, huge business of people looking for bed and breakfast. And, you know, a lot of people are now doing vacation rentals and staying longer time. That's become a huge, huge factor. And you're really, really pretty new. And I noticed that you're going to be doing some promotion. I'm glad because I mean, I know you have a wonderful base of people, but I know you're growing daily, too. About how many people have found you so far?
Well, we talk in terms of the number of searches that we have per month. And we're in the millions of searches per month now,
wow,
which is obviously a very exciting milestone for us, considering that we only got this thing started a few years ago. Mm-hmm. But it's continuing to grow every year. And one of the ways that we've tried to raise our awareness is running these kinds of promotions, like you mentioned. So we're currently running a promotion that people can enter when they run a search on our site or when they go to our Facebook page for a trip to Hawaii.
Which is great. I'm so glad you're doing that because, you know what, continuously it amazes me because I do fly a lot myself, that when I go, and a lot of times I land in San Francisco and come back, or L.A., usually those two. But I'm always excited to see that people still love to come to Hawaii. Everyone. I mean, it's so great. So this is a great thing. And I was telling your assistant that not only that, a lot of people here on Maui love to have people who have friends or relatives come out and visit them. So a lot of people really wait for good deals for their relatives. Mm-hmm. So if anyone's listening and you have friends or relatives or loved ones that want to enter, this is a great deal. Now tell us the details. It's two round trip tickets to Honolulu, right?
That's right, yeah. And we're also including a five-night stay at the Hilton Hawaiian Village in Waikiki.
That's beautiful. You've stayed there?
Yeah.
Have you stayed there?
No, I haven't, although, you know, the first company trip that we took at Hipmunk, we actually took the whole company to Hawaii for a few days.
Oh, that's great. What island did you go to?
We flew into Honolulu, and then we went to a newish resort called, I think it's called Kaulani or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was near where the new Disney thing opened, but we were actually just across the street from there.
Oh, great. Well, you know, for people who want to search Hipmunk, it's not spelled like it sounds. It's Hipmunk.
And
you did get, you have a darling site, and you did get Times 50 Coolest Websites Award from Travel and Leisure's Best Travel Website.
That's right.
And that is some of the fun of it. You know, I did a search recently because we had on our air here two wonderful ladies who are doing a yoga retreat in Tuscany. So I really wanted to go from Maui to Italy and Rome. And boy, you know, this is just, usually prices go down in September, but you have to sometimes wait till September to get the prices down. So I did a Hipmunk search, and you know what I love the most is that you gave me back information about the rates whenever they went down, and with it was a graph of the price that I originally checked on, and so I could see the graph of the prices, and that was very, very cool.
Yeah, you know, that's a very popular feature for people who are thinking about going somewhere or waiting to book. When you run a search on the site, you can sign up for what we call fare alerts. And then you get a notice when every few days we'll send you what the price is. So you don't have to come back to the site and run a new search every time.
Yeah, you know what I hate? Part of the problem, I think, is consolidation. I know when United consolidated with Continental, just their website, oh, my God. I can't even, it takes me so long to navigate through some of these airline sites. It drives me crazy sometimes.
Yeah, I know. You know, one of the things that we've worked very hard at is to build direct connections to the major airlines in the U.S. and internationally, so that when you run a search on HipMic and you find that flight that you want, that we can take you directly to the page on that airline site where you can then complete the transaction instead of having to redo your search from scratch on the airline's own site.
I did not know that you had that. That was a question, because what I found out now is some of these airlines, you know, they're getting harder and harder about you using miles, and they always want you to book direct with them. And I've heard that some of the airlines now, unless you book direct, won't give you the miles, the extra premier miles.
There are a few of them that have experimented with that, and so far none of the big ones. But you never know. You know, that's another reason why it's been important to us to build those connections to the airlines, so that we give people the opportunity to go direct if they want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it is. It's also, they've gotten smarter than the average person. Some of these airlines, you have to, I mean, it's almost impossible to get the best deal because they seem to outwit you. I don't know how they do it, but I've even heard, I was talking to Kim Commando, who does a tech show with us, and she actually has a condo here in Wailea, and she was in the studio, and I was talking to her about something that she'd said, because she flies out of Arizona a lot to Maui, and she said on the Hawaiian Airlines, she noticed one time she checked a price, and then she went back, and the price was lower. She went back a third time, the price was lower. So, you know, they know every time you're searching, and they manipulate the price, but the average person doesn't know that you can manipulate the price with them back, right?
That's right. You know, airfares change all the time, and it's one of the things that really confuses people outside the industry. It actually confuses people inside the industry, too, that the airlines are running this stuff so often, but now it's all done by computers, or it's largely done by computers. So it's not like there's a person sitting there changing the fare every minute. There's a computer somewhere that's keeping track of how many seats have been sold and how many are still left and what to charge on nonstop flights versus connecting flights and whatever. That's one of the reasons why when you search on HipMic, we pull in information from dozens of different sites, including the airline's own websites, as well as online travel agencies like Expedia and Priceline. And that way, when you search, we'll show you the prices from all those different places in case there's one that we found one place that wasn't somewhere else.
Well, that's so important because, you know, the travel agents don't make that much money on booking airline flights. So it's gotten to the point where, you know, everyone tries to book their own flights that I know, and it can be a very time-consuming process.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that was my experience when I was the captain of the debate team, was spending hours at a time searching for flights and hotels for people because there wasn't a single site that made it easy for me. Mm-hmm. It was all about, you know, clicking through pages and pages of results, looking at pop-up ads, all this kind of stuff. I felt like there had to be a simpler way to do it.
Well, I think you've really done it, and I love your site. As I said, it's an award-winning site, and people can go to, how do they enter? Give me the site that people can enter that contest to win two tickets to Honolulu and the five-night stay at the Hilton Hawaiian Village.
Sure. So, you know, the easiest thing is just go to our Facebook page, the HipMic Facebook page. If you want to go specifically to the contest entry form, go to apps, that's apps.facebook.com/aloha-HipMic.
I think, because I was at the page yesterday, I think you do have it very easy to see if you go to the Facebook page there, right?
Yeah.
I saw a nice picture. You have a rainbow there, and it looked great. So tell us, now, are you available? I think you're on Pinterest, right? And Facebook,
right.
Obviously, Twitter. And tell us what you're available. Google Plus, right?
Yeah, so we're on all of the major social networks. You can find us on Pinterest, on Facebook, on Twitter, on Google Plus. And we also, if you're just looking to talk to someone from HipMic, you know, if you're not just looking to sign up for all notices, but you've got a specific question, you can also just come to our regular website, HipMic.com, and we've got a feature that during normal business hours, we've actually got people live in our office who can answer your questions over real-time instant message on our website.
Wow, that is amazing. Almost like having a free travel agent.
Yeah, that's right.
I did not know about that. I love that idea. So how big is your company now? And you're based in the Bay Area. How large have you become?
So we just hit 40 people.
I love it. You know what? I think this is wonderful, Adam, because you know what? I'm so happy to talk to you now. You probably know the lady from TripAdvisor. Have you ever talked to her?
Who from TripAdvisor?
The lady, I forget her name, is Katie or something, but it's one of the women. I spoke to her about 6 months ago. She founded it with her friend in the Bay Area. I think it was just south of the Bay Area somewhere. And my gosh, it was not that long ago. I think it was 10 or 12 years ago. And they started with just two people. And it was just a good idea at the time. And, of course, we all know how big TripAdvisor is now.
Yeah.
And I really believe HipMunk is in the same direction. I mean, when you say 40 people now, it kind of surprised me because I really thought it'd be more people than that when you compare TripAdvisor and the other ones out there. But I think you're really the up-and-coming, huge available app. And you are an app, and if you're searching for you as an app, how do you find your site?
Yeah, so if you go to your iPhone's App Store or the Google Play Store on an Android, and you just search for HipMunk, HipMunk, you'll be able to find our apps, and they're free. And you can download them, and they work on iPhones, iPads, iPad minis. They work on Android phones and tablets, so you can use them whatever kind of device you have.
It is really, I think, a very interesting story, and I have a feeling you're really going to be on a great ride. Do you plan to expand beyond hotel and flight searches?
Yeah, eventually. You know, we're really, as a 40-person company, I know that sounds like a lot to some people. We're very small compared to most companies in the travel industry, and we have to pick our focus one at a time. So early on, we focused on flights 100%. This year, we've been really focused on hotels. And then over time, we'll add the other things that people look for, like cars and cruises and packages and so on. But for now, we're focused on flights and hotels.
Yeah, well, you know, the travel industry is so huge, and it's becoming unmanageable, unfortunately, for a lot of people who want to do it themselves. So I'm really happy that you've come up with such a great site, and I want to thank you. I have to say, I'm very impressed, Adam, that when I contacted your press contact, I immediately was able to get through to you, and that meant a lot. I mean, immediately I went, wow, this is so cool that I can actually speak to the CEO of HipMunk and have you as a guest on my show. So I thank you so much. And when you come over to Maui, you let me know, and I know all the hot places and great things to see and all the sights here on Maui, okay?
Great. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Aloha.
Aloha.